105 here at WUSB, the place where we fail to understand sick behavior. Now this.
Detective in Moneytown, here in one of my favorite disguises, a loose robe and an academic cap with a square top and tassel. Assignment, commencement speech. Is this on? Whoa. Students of Solid State University, what can I say?
Whatever it is, make it quick.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Pay your bills on time. Thank you. You want more? A history of late payments can dent your credit, haunting you when you want that car loan or credit check for an apartment lease. Now, go out there and pay your bills. And get your credit where credit is due. Take life one purchase at a time. And never eat anything larger than your head. Respect your endorphins. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. I left them pumped up and confused, ready for the real world. Want more information on graduating to good credit? Call 800-833-9666 and ask for Max Moore, detective in Moneytown. This is Max Moore, detective in Moneytown. It was a mellow night until I got a call from the college. I heard it all before. Pure rock and roll rebellion.
Hey, it's the Max Man! Max Moore! Max Moore! Texas! Moneytown!
Uh-huh. What seems to be the bummer, my friend?
Well, I get the best act and amp on campus.
I come to where you're hearing from.
But, like, I don't think I'm too hot at financing.
Keep rapping.
I used all my credit cards up to buy my rig.
Uh-huh. How many cards?
8. I'll take anyone they offer.
That's so.
Max it out! Max, man! Can't get enough! Pushing it to the limits like I'm talking! Hey!
Sorry to cut you off, Cordmeister, but, mister, you don't need that many. The more credit cards you carry, the more you can have stolen or screw up with. Got it? Good. Golly, Miss Molly.
Good riff, dude.
Rock on, good buddy. But save now so you can party later. Want more information? Call 800-833-9666. Ask for Max Moore, detective in Moneytown.
And this is Brookhaven Town. You're listening to WUSB. The name of the show is Brain Damage. The name of me is Matt, and the name of you is your own personal secret. So, we move to the callers. I have a fellow here who's been waiting with bated breath for the past, what, half hour? Sorry about that, folks, but it takes that long to get through 5 calls, you know what I mean? So, here we go.
All right, dude, I got this out of the Suffolk Life.
Okay.
And it's some stupid thing about how the world's going to end.
They published that in Suffolk Life?
I was dying. All right, you want to read it?
Go for it.
How can we escape the damnation of hell? Judgment Day. Behold, he commenced with the clouds, and every eye shall see him. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? The evidence is staggering. An overwhelming amount of biblical data indicates the judgment day and the destruction of the entire universe may be upon us this September. Every soul will be held accountable for each religious thought and deed committed against the infinite majesty of God and cast into the hellfire of eternal damnation.
It's just 1 second. Was that actually published as an article or was it an ad?
It was an ad.
Okay.
All right, ready? The warning, because you are a sinner, the awesome wrath of God is upon you. Wonderfully, the way of escape is through God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Cry mightily unto God. Let him turn everyone from his evil away. For by grace are we saved through faith, and not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of the works, lest of any man should boast. I don't even know what half this means. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Look unto Jesus, the hope of glory. And it says on the bottom, are you ready to meet God? And on the left, there's a picture of, like, the earth with, like, lightning on it and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's from, it's a radio station, actually.
So where's the heavy metal riff?
The what?
The heavy metal riff.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, when you start, when you introduce, when you read something like that, you gotta have a heavy metal riff. Yeah, like, something like that.
WFRS 88.9 FM.
Yeah, I've heard them trying to tune into USB.
I mean, I don't believe in that, but I don't really believe in God either.
Well, again, that's one of the nice things about the First Amendment. You can do that. As far as the world ending in September, yeah, September of what year, dude? September of, 10 years ago?
No, it says September 94, and then it has a question mark next to 1994.
So I guess they don't plan their budget for next year, do they?
It'll help the show out a bit.
You know what? I really should call them up. Can I speak to your accountants?
There's an 800 number.
Really?
Yeah.
Read it.
1-800-543-1495.
Uh-huh. 1495? Is that like the price of their Dead Sea Scrolls knife set or something like that?
It's from the Reformed Bible Church of Suffolk County. My mom said they're like born-again Christians or something.
Oh, I was about to say, oh, geez. But that's about the thing you have to say, like, oh, Jesus, where did you find these people?
There's another number, too, that for the church, but that's like a local number.
Oh.
I really can't read that, I guess.
You think there'll be a recorded message? Want to try it?
Yeah, why not?
Hang on.
All
right. Let's try this. I doubt a live voice will be on it, but if there is, just say, hey, we read your ad in Suffolk Life magazine. We're just trying to figure out how much we have to contribute to prevent this from happening. Okay.
Thank you for calling Family Radio. We are delighted to hear from you. If you wish to order materials or request information, please press 1 now. Our office staff is available between 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. Even though it is after hours, you may reach a specific extension by entering it now. If you do not have a touch-tone phone, may we ask you to call again during our weekday office hours. Thank you very much for calling and listening to Family Radio. To receive the item you just heard offered or information about the Ministry of Family Radio, please answer a series of questions. Your name, address, city, state, zip code, and what you would like to order. Please speak slowly and clearly after each beep. Spell your name and the name of your street. Press the pound key to continue. The pound key is located directly below the number 9. Otherwise, just hang up.
I just did. I was looking forward to some really neat message that we're not going to be able to fulfill any orders, that have after September whatever because the world's going to end or some crazy thing like that. But darn, that's wild.
Yo, that wasn't even. I guess that was, it says.
That was the 800 number.
Yeah, that was for a listing of Family Radio.
Yeah, Family. I think Family Radio is a national network, and that's what. Hence the 800 number, and then you got the local church. Wonder what they had to say. Read the church number.
All right, 582.
Uh huh.
4830. Try that one.
Okay. See if we get a recorded message. Oh, shoot, I hung up on him. I'm sorry, folks. It's probably him calling back. Hello?
Hi, I'd like to say goodbye because I'm leaving for Cosmo.
What was that?
I'd like to say goodbye to Matt because I'm leaving for college tomorrow.
Oh, sorry about that. You just found Matt, so I think you just did. What college?
NYU.
Oh, that's right. You're out of range. But I got good news for you.
What?
WNYU is a pretty good station, number one. Number two, a WUSB staffer is on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you won't be too far away from us. Check out, get a program guy for WNYU and see what Arnie Pritchett is up to during on his show. He's on Wednesday nights here. I don't know what night he's on over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, give him a call. Just say you listen to USB. You know Matt. He knows me, obviously. And it's nice to hear a USB person in range.
All right.
Okay, so you won't be too far from us.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I just ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
Okay. Who's your favorite daytime talk show host?
Daytime talk show host. Ooh, that's a tough one. I like Montel very much.
Hmm?
I like Montel Williams very much.
Cool.
Because he's got his head on straight.
And who, like, annoys you? Who are you like, I can't even watch this person?
I can't, the one that I can't possibly watch?
Can't stomach them at all.
Can't stomach them at all? Ooh. That's a tie between Geraldo and, no, Donahue. By far, Donahue.
Donahue? Really? I
can't stand Donahue.
Well,
but,
I can't stand Richard Bey, personally.
Yeah. I respect Donahue. I respect what he's done for the genre, kind of invent it. But
Donahue is, you know, he's a great person for the medium, but Richard Bey, I think, is horrific. He's horrible. He's
Richard Bey is a twit.
He demeans women. He's horrible.
Richard,
he puts these fools on his show and exploits their lives. Well, all of them do that, but he is the master of it.
Well, you see, the problem is the fools go for it hook, line, and sinker.
I know, but someone has to stop these people, and he's just, I don't know, he's ridiculous.
Well, the only way...
I want to hear from other people, because I hate him with a passion, and I want to see how other people feel about him.
Okay, I want to say one thing about people who can't stand inane afternoon talk shows.
Yeah?
Let's see. TNT... has good movies on the afternoon.
Yeah.
Arts and Entertainment Network has reruns of Columbo and Rockford, which are excellent. Let's see. You see, I've become an expert on what to watch.
We need alternatives to these talk shows.
Yes, alternatives to talk shows, because since I'm home in the afternoon and work in the evening, the fact is I'm stuck having to watch this stuff when I'm eating lunch or something.
I know.
So I've become an expert on what else is available. ESPN is pretty much full of trash sports, unless you're into beach volleyball, which is perfectly okay.
Yeah.
You can watch that on ESPN. You can, let's see, what else? What's going on? I don't know what E does during the day.
I don't get that.
E?
I don't get E Entertainment.
What part of the island are you on, you live in?
Well, right now I live in Islip.
Islip? They're on a different, it's cable vision, but it's a different system, so
mm-hmm.
You may or may not have it.
Right.
Let's see, what else?
Hey, it's just like, you know, pure videos.
HBO usually has some dumb movie on.
Yeah, movies.
Yeah, but TNT and TBS usually have cool old movies on. AMC, another excellent choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you...
Do you know what station has the worst movies?
Which one?
USA. The USA Network.
USA has bad movies
with, like,
on purpose.
And also Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, USA has bad movies on purpose, though.
Movies.
Yes, on purpose.
On purpose,
yeah.
They're horrible. I mean,
I know, but they're funny.
They are funny. You could laugh at how they're made, but
yeah.
Not it, you know?
Yeah, it's but, like, you know, they haven't put on Surf Nazis Must Die yet.
They have the Bikini Car Wash Company, and I saw one the other day. It was called Hollywood High, and it was like this ridiculous takeoff of, like, Happy Days.
Yeah.
You know, it was horrible.
Oh.
And, the guy, you know how on Happy Days there's Fonzie?
Yeah.
They were so desperate for a name that they actually called him Fenzie.
Fenzie
with an E instead of an O as the second letter. And, I mean, come on, get a little more original. If you're going to take off on something, at least, you know,
yeah,
change one letter. It was ridiculous.
You know,
can
I'm
just have one more question?
Yeah, go.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
Favorite Beatle?
Yes.
Ooh,
and
John.
Why?
John.
John?
John.
Right. That's great. Everybody says Paul, and, you know, I mean, Paul's great, but John is the
cool
master.
Cooler, by far. But, hey, I like Paul, too, but...
Now, Paul's, yeah, but John deserves, you know, he started the band. He deserves some credit, and, of course, everybody loves him. But right now, Paul is, you know, the talk, and
yeah,
he's someone on tour, and he's the millionaire.
And he's alive.
It's like, what happened to Ringo and George?
No, Ringo and George have actually put together some nice careers.
Yeah,
Paul is the one who's really stayed in the genre, so to speak. George plays around with movies a lot.
Yeah.
And Ringo will do anything. Ringo's great. Ringo is now started Shining Time Station.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know if he's still doing it. But
he was hosting a children's show.
Yeah, but hey, that's cool. Ringo's always been a lot of fun. I always identify with Ringo as a kid because he was the happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah, he's a funny one.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad that he was always known as the fourth Beatle, and his name was always last whenever they were billed anywhere, you know?
Well, first of all, let's see. He is last in the alphabet, that's for sure. Well, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, it's not alphabetical order.
Yeah.
But it is in order of... I shouldn't even say significance, because the Beatles would not have been the Beatles if any one of them were missing.
True.
That's why they can never come back, because one of them's missing.
Exactly. John is a master. He's my all-time favorite, but I do have a special place in my heart for Ringo. I have a soft spot for Ringo. I want to know if anybody else feels this way about Ringo. George, I just want to know if anybody likes an obscure Beatle the best, like John or Paul.
I got something for you.
What?
I walked barefoot across Abbey Road.
You did?
Yeah, this is not a real voice. This is a disembodied voice, because since I walked barefoot across Abbey Road, everybody thinks I'm dead.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I did it. I was at the famous zebra stripe, okay?
There's a little buggy car there?
No, the buggy car, get a load of this.
Uh-huh.
There is a little tour company called London Walking Tours.
Right.
And they have these really cool tour guides. Mm-hmm. This guy was the president of the London Beatles fan club.
Uh-huh.
And he told me the fate of the Beetle, of the Volkswagen Beetle that was in the picture.
What happened?
It was the owner of the car managed to sell it at the time for 5,000 British pounds, which at the time was about $15,000.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And
somebody's got it in a collection somewhere, and right now it's considered priceless. But he got the price of, let's say, of a Jaguar at the time for his Beetle.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. I think that's terrific.
I know, that'd be great to drive around in that car and be like, hey, this is on the cover of the Abbey Road album.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know if anybody would believe you. They'd be like, yeah.
Well, you see, the nice thing about British cars, the cars in England, the license plates on them stay on the car for the life of the car, no matter who owns it.
Removable?
They're bolted on. You know, they can be removed, but they stay on the car for the life of the car.
It
identifies the car, not the owner. The registration identifies the car, not the owner.
Oh.
So if the car changes hands, the plate stays on it.
Right.
It's just under a different name. But the plate
idea.
Stays on it. So that's how you can tell if it's the right car. You just look at the back cover of Abbey Road, and you see the plate number on the car, and you match it with the car. That's...
Yeah, so there could be no scams involved, and it's the car.
Yeah, if he has the proper papers for it, that's it. That's the car.
That's pretty cool. All right, so if you get a chance, just ask people tonight about their favorite Beatle and their favorite daytime talk show host.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Your favorite sitcom?
My favorite sitcom, I would have to say, this might sound really dumb, but Different Strokes. I don't know. Different Strokes I always liked, because I grew up with it,
Yeah.
When I was little, I would always watch it.
Yeah, and it's kind of unfortunate that it's become the jailhouse of television.
Wild stars. I don't know what happened to them, but, I mean, Janet Jackson was on there.
She was on Different Strokes. I thought she started off on Good Times.
She was on Good Times first, and then she did Different Strokes for a couple years.
Yeah. Janet Jackson, wow.
So it did foster one superstar.
Yeah, it did. Yep. It did. But she was on her way up anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Well, having the Jackson name, that, you know, that helped her along.
Yeah, but I don't think it's helping LaToya much.
That's true. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye. Didn't get a chance to call the church, but let's face it, this was a hell of a lot more fun. Let's move on to the callers, and we'll deal with the church later. Caller, if that probably is you waiting on the line somewhere, but we'll get to you. Okay? Rain damage.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Janet Jackson was on. She was Will's girlfriend, Charlene, or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I have to admit that I didn't follow the show that regularly when it reached that point in its run.
Yeah.
I was more familiar with the early episodes.
No, because after what's her name? Like, Mr. Drummond married that other woman.
Yeah.
And and they had the bright haired kid.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really follow that much either after that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really get it. Well, I have to admit, I watched it on and off, but you also got to remember, NBC was in really bad shape at the time, so it was one of the few bright points of the entire NBC schedule. Nobody was watching that network back in the late 70s and early 80s.
I watched it when it was on reruns on Channel 5.
Yeah, remember, this was those of you who were around at the time, this was the days of Manimal.
I'm not old enough.
You didn't miss anything. It was at the point where when Bob Hope was doing his specials at the time, somebody would drop a film can and say, "Oh, NBC just dropped another show." It was bad. There were really bad times for the network then. The only thing that was keeping it alive was the NFL on Sunday. Okay. Your favorite TV show was Different Strokes, and who's your favorite Beatle?
John Lennon, probably.
John, okay. Was it two votes for John or three votes for John?
No, because my mom and dad saw him in a restaurant once with Boyce.
With Yoko?
Yeah.
Okay. In New York City, that happened a lot. That's one thing about New York City. You can hang out with anybody. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
See ya. Bye. What a jerk. Well, it's too late to bleep him out.
Matt?
Yes.
I was on hold before you could have put me on, then the phone started ringing. I had the recording of the...
Yes, please, go for it.
I'm on the air right now?
Yes, you are. Yeah, what happens is, I have to explain to those of you who are currently holding, the phone will stay on hold for a while, then after a few minutes it'll start ringing again. That's a reminder for me to pick it up, so...
All right.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you one... couple of quick questions now.
Sure.
Before I put the recording on.
Mm-hmm.
Eric does another show on 99.5.
WBAI, that's correct.
Do you know why he uses a different name and which is his real name?
Okay, Emmanuel Goldstein?
Yeah. Which is it, Eric or Emmanuel?
Let's see. I don't know if I'm allowed to divulge that.
All right.
Which one's real. But I will say one thing. There was an article that was published in the L.A. Times that was reprinted in some local newspapers that uses both names. And they mention Eric first. Hint.
All right.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'll ask him. I tried to get on, but I couldn't get on last time.
Okay. Now, as far as his show, he deals with a completely different subject matter than what he would deal with on this show.
Right.
Yeah. He's mostly, internet, that kind of thing.
Right. And the other week when I called, you said that you would try to get hold of the station identification, the advertisement that goes, hey, 90.1?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, after I play the recording, can you play that, please?
Sure can. Okay, go for it.
All right, the quality is not, the quality is not that great, but bear with it.
Yeah, but that's the nature of the radio. Go ahead.
Okay.
Did you patrol Building 37? That exciting on here, but
never is.
I have heard them fart and burp on the radio. I'm not kidding.
You're kidding? Oh God! Oh,
this is building up their image.
I will be honest with you. First of all, let's get a tape of that. Public safety burps through history or some crazy thing. But one thing that frequency you should definitely intercept.
Yeah.
The walk service.
All right.
The campus walk service
right now,
is usually a riot.
See, if anything comes up, I'll put it over to them.
Okay.
That's pretty dead right now. Before, it was going crazy because I drove through the campus early this morning. They were having the security all over the place. They're having some kind of barbecue for the new students coming in.
Yes.
And right now, it's pretty dead.
Campus walk service is always a riot. I speak from experience because several of my friends were in it.
Yeah.
And campus walk service to pass the time away, they just talk to each other and socialize on the radio, and they also rag on each other on the radio. Like, you know, you're a Delta India Charlie Kilo, that kind of thing.
Right. But I'm really surprised at the campus police, though. I mean, I've heard some really crazy stuff, you know. Just, you would think they're, you know, professional, but...
Well, even the Suffolk cops, I bet you the only reason the Suffolk cops probably maintain very proper radio etiquette is because they're a much larger force, and screwing around with the frequencies could cost somebody's life, literally.
Yeah.
But these guys are probably the closest thing to a small-town sheriff's office that we have in the area.
Yeah.
And, you know, things do get kind of dull.
Yeah, when I was driving by the campus before, I noticed there was the cops were standing in the middle of the road, and there were a few cars stopping and talking to them. And I noticed this one cop who looked really out of shape. So I said to myself, I'm just going to drive straight ahead and not make eye contact with him, you know, just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm driving by. He stares at me really sternly, you know, expecting me to look at him. So I just ignore him and just keep on driving by. And he turned his head just to keep on. He kept on staring at me as I was just like a quarter mile down the road. Just like, you know, just he was. He had a big pot belly.
You made his day.
I mean, I don't know what he's expecting of me, but you know.
I kind of feel sorry for the guys, because when they first take the job, they're thinking, "Oh, it's, you know, it's a lot more than it turns out to be."
Yeah.
There are some of those guys you really have to feel sorry for, and some of them you just say, you deserve your lot, that kind of thing.
On my scanner here, I got, at times I'll change the frequencies. Right now I have virtually all aircraft on here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got military and civilian. You know, I can pick up Kennedy Airport from, I'm here at Smithtown.
Yeah.
I can pick up Kennedy Airport from here in my basement, Smithtown, LaGuardia.
Oh, yeah, if you try to get a transceiver for those frequencies, you can be in really nasty trouble if you abuse it.
Yeah, I know, I realize that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're a pilot and you have one in your airplane and you use it, that's a different story.
Yeah, I wouldn't attempt it. They would track it down. It's probably some kind of federal offense. They got a law for everything.
Oh, yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why, obviously, is to protect the frequency for its intended use.
Yeah, but, you know... I mean, they got a law for everything. You probably can't pick your nose in public, and I'm half joking, but
well, that's
probably
not
law in the book about it. You know,
that's not a written law. That's
the way you can conduct yourself, and but you know.
Yeah, that's not a written law. That's who wants to watch?
Yeah, but people do it when they're driving by.
Oh yeah, when they're driving by, they don't think anybody's paying attention to them.
But maybe 5 out of 10 people are picking their nose when they're driving.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll let you get to another call and
okay.
Play that 90.1. Hey, hey.
Yeah. By the way, favorite sitcom?
Favorite sitcom? Well, you can tell how old I am by this. Odd Couple.
Yeah.
Ash.
Mm-hmm.
And All in the Family.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the 70s. You know,
absolutely. Hey, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
And you know, I failed to mention MASH. That is so
MASH is crazy.
Tragic. MASH at the time MASH was running was my favorite current comedy. I still think Dick Van Dyke was the best.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke definitely was good. MASH, I like MASH with the beginning, the first days of MASH with
the early episodes, right? Because the later episodes started to get too serious.
Yeah, they were. I mean, the interaction between Frank Burns, Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. I mean. They were always on each other's case, and it was always hilarious.
Yeah.
And Colonel Blake was like this dundering non-participant, you know, he was just a figurehead running the place, and he was in the middle of it, too.
Yeah.
You know, the other guy, what was his name? I don't know the other commander, what's his name?
Potter.
Yeah, Potter. You know, he was a nice, old, respectable commander, but he was not a joker, you know. Not as much as a joker.
No, of course not, but that was the idea. The idea was to have a completely different character.
Yeah.
That's one of the nice things. They didn't just put another actor in McLean Stevenson's place. They brought another person in, as would normally happen in a military unit. I mean, commanders, people come and go all the time.
Yeah, I was in the military.
Yeah.
But the favorite Odd Couple episode was when they played Role Reversal, And you know, they tried. Felix was Oscar, and Oscar was Felix, and they tried to unleash their hostilities by showing each other how they appear to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, they drove each other further crazy by showing, you know, how insane each other is.
Yeah.
You know, but... All right, I'll let you get to another call.
Okay, I'm going to play a Sea Shanty ID right now.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, see ya. Okay, folks, by request...
When I first came to Brookhaven Town, way, hey, 90.1, there was no good music to be heard around. Way, hey, 90.1, then one day I turned on the dial. Way, hey, 90.1, there I found music to make me smile. Way, hey, 90.1, I waited for a legal ID. Way, hey, 90.1, the DJ said WUSB. Way, hey, 90.1. They start each day with the rising sun. Way, hey, 90.1. Don't ever finish till after day is done. Way, hey, 90.1. So if you want good music to hear. Way, hey, 90.1. There's a station in Stony Brook you ought to hear. Way, hey, 90.1. So if you like the sounds, do take a look. Way, hey, 90.1. At WUSB Stony Brook.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. Okay, I hope the person who requested it got the tape of it. And that is in the WUSB inventory, so that can be heard at other times, maybe even on request again by some other DJ, but it is here. So now, we move on. Sorry to keep you holding so long, but you know what it's like. Yeah, you know how long ago that was made? Exactly. You start each day with a rising sun, yes. And they never get, they don't get finished till after the day is done. Yeah.
That was a pretty cool song. I was listening to it. I got it on tape. My favorite sitcom was definitely Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
I wasn't alive to see it. Well, I was alive, but I never watched the original show.
Uh-huh.
And I watched on Nick at Night. It's a really good show.
Yeah.
Also, other favorites of mine...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily saying we're really good. We're all My Three Sons.
Yeah.
And Silver Spoons.
Okay. I was never a big fan of Silver Spoons, but My Three Sons wasn't bad.
No.
How's
everything going tonight?
I should say it's reasonably well.
No prank call?
Well, yeah.
I called last week, right?
Uh-huh.
And I spoke to Eric or Emmanuel or whatever he wants to call himself.
Yeah, yeah, keep talking just a second. I just have to...
You know that about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, when Psychedelic Detection was still on the air, they had Emmanuel Goldstein as a guest host. And I hadn't heard Eric since the Richard Nixon death program, but I knew that was Eric's voice. So I called up and said, is Emmanuel still there? And they said, no, Emmanuel just left. And I said, did he used to do a program on USB? And he goes, I don't know. And then he hung up on me.
Uh-huh.
But I knew that was Eric's voice.
Yeah. So, and he's also appeared as Emmanuel on Nightline, too. So.
Did that.
Yeah.
Why does he do that?
Why does he do that?
Yeah, is he ashamed to be Eric, or is Emmanuel ashamed to be Eric? I mean, is Eric ashamed to be Emmanuel?
No, it's very commonplace for people to use different names on the radio.
Oh, really? Is your name really Matt?
No.
No?
No.
You're not being serious.
I am 100% serious. My name is not really Matt.
Is your last name really start with an M and end with a something, a CZ or something like that?
Nope.
That's not your real name?
It ain't me.
People call you that on every single show I've heard you on, but that's not your real name?
That's not my real name.
Why not?
Well, you see, you come up with a name that's really obscure like that,
yeah.
So everybody thinks it's real.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was real myself.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I thought Matt is weird. You know?
Well, you know, Joseph L. Mankiewicz is the screenwriter and director, is one of my idols, so I used his name, and, you know, I decided to make it a double initial, so I picked Matt.
Matthew Mankiewicz, that's not your name.
Not my name.
Can you tell us your first name?
No.
What does it start with?
Not going to tell you.
Can't tell us?
Nope.
I'll tell you what my first name starts with.
What?
B.
B?
Yeah.
Yeah, you already told me your name's Brian.
No, not Brian.
What is it?
Brendan.
Brendan?
Yeah.
Same difference.
Not really.
Okay.
Well, and I also promised Matt, Eric, Emmanuel, whatever he wants to call himself,
mm-hmm.
that I would do, I would talk about Herbert Hoover this week.
Okay.
But instead, I will sing a song about another one of our presidents.
Which one?
I didn't write this song. All right, I'm going to say that right now so no morons come up saying I plagiarized it.
Yeah, Millard Fillmore. Go ahead.
Oh, James K. Polk. Ready?
Gotta be kidding. Go ahead. Polk the Mendacious. Go ahead.
In 1844, the Democrats were split. The three nominees for the presidential candidate.
Wait a minute.
What?
No, you know, keep going. I'm just trying to get my history straight now. That's right. Tyler got dumped. Go ahead.
For the presidential...
All right. Yeah, go ahead, candidates, and, yeah.
We're Martin Van Buren, a former president and an abolitionist. James Buchanan, the moderate. Louis Cass, a general and expansionist. From Nashville came a dark horse riding up. It was James K. Polk, the Napoleon of the stump. A spear severe he held through people dear. His oratories filled his foes with fear. The faction soon agreed he's just the man we need to bring about victory. Fulfill our manifest destiny. And annex the land the Mexicans command. And when the votes were cast, the winner was Mr. James K. Polk, the Napoleon of the stump. In 4 short years, he'd met his every goal. He seized the whole Southwest from Mexico. Made sure the tariff fell, and made the English sell the Oregon Territory. He built an independent treasury. Having done all this, he sought no second term. And precious few have mourned the passing of Mr. James K. Polk, our 11th president. Young Hickory, Napoleon of the stump. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's James K. Polk's biography in a song.
That's pretty much what he did. And
you like James K. Polk?
Oh, I think he was there at the right time, wasn't he?
Yeah. Who's your favorite president?
Favorite president?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's that beeping like?
Reagan.
In the background?
Reagan was my favorite.
Reagan?
Yeah.
Why'd you like Reagan?
Because he did everything he promised he'd do.
What exactly did he promise to do that he did?
Let's see. Improve the economy in the short term.
Yeah.
And he warned people that it was going to cost in the long term, and people said do it anyway. End the Cold War. He said it was going to cost. People said do it anyway. Let's see. What else did he do? That's all you need, really.
Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Ronald Reagan did the best acting job of president than even the real ones did.
I'm not a fan of Ronald Reagan that much because I don't like him that much.
Well, there are plenty of reasons not to like him. He let corporations run wild. He let his aides run wild. And you know what? It happened. Remember? Did anybody ever remember a guy named David Stockman?
No.
Who was budget director during Reagan's first year.
Huh.
He had to be reined in. He had to quit because he did some stupid stuff. James Watt, his interior secretary, did some stupid stuff.
James
so,
Watt?
James Watt. W-A-T-T.
You know all this stuff about secretaries and all that. Eric does not know secretaries at all. I spoke about Warren Harding, and he couldn't name all the secretaries and stuff.
Oh, you mean the guys who were nailed in the Teapot Dome scandal?
Yeah, I even mentioned that. He had no idea what I was talking about. Elk Hill, Teapot Dome, the little greenhouse.
Yeah.
All that. He had no
back
idea
to
what
normalcy.
I was talking about.
Invented the word.
What?
He invented the word normalcy.
Normalcy?
Normalcy.
mean Harding?
Yeah.
I thought you meant Eric for a second.
No, Harding.
Oh. Do you like listening to Eric's shows?
Well, yeah. I like it for what it is. He does a lot of things that I don't do, and a lot of them are rather entertaining. He brings Jim in. That's fun.
He does good stuff. He puts idiots on the air.
He has the confuse the operator thing, which I don't
he
even...
He doesn't usually do.
I don't even attempt to copy.
By the way, right?
Hmm?
Eric, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he's a good radio host, but
why?
I don't think he's good at... like a talk host, you know what I mean, like that, like getting people's calls and talking to them, because he like doesn't listen to you when he like talks in the middle and like brings up items such as Twinkies and stuff like that, like while you're talking, and that has nothing to do with your conversation.
Well,
and he
you
cuts
see,
you off.
Eric has a very different view of what the show should be. As a matter of fact, I kind of like his view of the show better than what I end up doing.
A lot of people.
His,
do you know why he did that?
He's the star of the show.
What?
When he's on, he's the star of the show, and the callers are a means to his end. And that is perfectly okay, because he makes that very clear. Makes that very clear.
It's just not your style to do that, because I like that sort of style.
No, because I'm extremely lazy and don't prepare my show, so I rely on you people.
You have to prepare your show. You just have to get people to talk, and that's it. And
yeah.
Just, like, say, okay, whatever, sure, and then cut them off. By the way, why did he start cutting people off, like, after the 10 minutes? You said there was a reason for that, but you never said it.
Oh, start cutting people off?
Yeah, like, last 10 minutes.
Last 10 minutes because the people who were calling...
Yeah,
the people who were calling were a bunch of twits. That's why.
Not all of them. Some of them were really...
They were... they were mostly twits.
Mostly?
Mostly twits. And, you know, when it becomes mostly twits, you start assuming that all of them are twits.
Oh, I like that, like, run-through at the end.
Yeah.
That's like, the end point of the show. Eric always does it, and I like it, because he, like...
They're still a bunch of twits.
I did it once. It was my favorite part of the show, when you just let the twits on the air, and you hung up on them, let them say their one little thing, and then that's it.
I never understood why twits listen to this show, because everybody, most of the people who call diss them, okay, Eric and I diss them. The guests we bring in live diss them.
You want to know why?
Why?
They want attention.
They want attention, but...
Want to hear themselves over the radio.
Yeah, bad publicity is better than no publicity.
They want to
go
up to their friends with a cassette tape and go, hey, look, I'm on the radio, listen to what I said.
Yeah, and they always cut up... They,
about animals
yeah, and, they,
like
and they always cut off the point where I call them morons or jerks or whatever. Or come up with even more elaborate insults for them.
Yeah, and I've noticed that the SR syndrome has gone down greatly.
It was purged.
I haven't heard that in, like, so long.
It was forcibly purged.
Forcibly?
Forcibly purged.
Justin Taylor, like, infiltrated your...
We cornered Justin Taylor on a teleconference one night.
Yeah, like, the
peanut gallery, the current... Yes. The current peanut gallery and I, cornered Justin Taylor, and we said, basically, if you do not cut this crap out,
you
can't control what the consequences are going to be.
For 20 minutes of the show, you just ranked on him. You're like, oh, man, I'm going to have you caned. I'm going to have you whipped with the pole, but the other way, I could just see you getting excited over that and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. That's the fate that that every other twit who dares to call the show will get.
Yeah, but you spend like 20 minutes of the show doing that. Don't you realize that that's like a little too much? That's what the twits want. They want the attention. They want the large portions of the show.
But insulting them was fun.
Just say, hey, you're a moron. Goodbye.
No, it's not enough. You got to come up with some degree of sophistication to show you're smarter than they are.
Eric listens to them.
Playing the dozens, man. You got to come up with good snaps.
Eric listens to them, like the guy who called up and people who call up and say they have evidence against their teachers being SRs and stuff like that. Eric listens to that, and Eric listens to all the twits for a while, and then he just cuts them off.
Well, you notice one of the other... You notice that Eric doesn't do the show that often anymore?
Oh, why not?
Well, I can't really hold myself or him to this, but I do believe he's sick of it.
Sick of it?
Sick of it.
It was Eric's idea, wasn't it?
Not to bring the twits on. Used to be a much
Eric's
more
creation.
Used to be a much more fun show. I remember back in 1991, the time of the Soviet coup.
Yeah.
He had people who were there talking to him while it was going on.
I might have
That was great radio.
I might have one of those.
This is I mean, this occasionally has flashes of greatness, but for the most part, when the twits get on, it's crappy radio.
It's become a stomping ground for people who want to make themselves heard.
Well, that's...
Talk about nothing. It's taking the Seinfeld theme, distorted it, destroyed it, and destroyed the show in the process.
Seinfeld has a very sophisticated approach to nothing.
Yeah, I know.
And that, you know, I don't necessarily think Seinfeld's approach is the way for me. That's Seinfeld.
Oh, I know
thing.
That, but it's a Seinfeld-esque approach. Seinfeld addresses, like, tiny little things like fresh fruit and the way of bringing pancakes here to restaurants and stuff like that, makes shows out of them, and it's funny, and it's nothing, but people want to call up this show and just ramble on and talk. And it's
exactly.
Because,
which does remind me that I have four people waiting.
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
My favorite Beatle.
Yeah.
I never liked the Beatles.
Okay.
Not at all. But if I had to say my favorite Beatle, I like to say George. Was he a Beatle?
Yes, he was.
George was a Beatle. So
George Harrison was
like
a Beatle.
George
was a Beatle.
I don't like John. Ringo. What is his name? Ringo Starr? That's his name?
Richard Starkey is his real name.
Starkey? What's his name? Gertrude Starkey?
Richard Starkey.
Oh, well... I don't like Richard either, so George is a good name. So my vote is George, and that's about it. Good luck with the rest of your show.
See ya.
All right, goodbye.
Okay. Brain damage.
Hi, man. Listen, can I play my song now?
Go for it.
That's my song. I tell you about. I got my first arousement. Remember I told you about me and my friend made it.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Here
it
goes. All right.
Uh huh.
All right, ready? Could you hear it?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, hold on. Play the guitar out. Play the guitar. Can you hear it?
Yeah, he's acoustic. Cool.
17 years and my screen's not stiff. Trying to rent that porno clip off course. To get an erection. I realized... I found out, you know, just after, you know, I found this out, you know, it actually happened to me, so I wrote that, man.
Hey,
you like it?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. You know what you should definitely... You know what would be really fun? Call up Mike Judge and MTV and see if he can use it.
Listen, do you think you can put me in teleconference?
I don't think so. I can't fit you.
Oh, come on. Show more. Hey, it was good for the... Hey, it was a good song, you know?
Oh, okay. I'll ask him.
Thanks a lot.
Well, before I do, what was your favorite sitcom?
Favorite sitcom?
Sitcom.
Seinfeld.
Okay, hang on. Okay, Seinfeld fan wants to go on.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, I'm going to be going back to you actually pretty quickly because I only have 5 minutes left in the show, but I will put him on for you.
Ed,
okay, yes?
It's person to ask because he said no more asking.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but he earned it. He earned it. As you know, folks, I make rules up on the fly.
Well, guys.
Okay, have fun. I'm going to regret this, I know. Hi there.
Matt.
Yeah?
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
It's the Judgment Kid. You want to call that number or what?
Yeah, maybe I will. You know what? Hang on. Okay. Let's see what we get.
Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? This is the Reformed Bible Church of Suffolk County, Long Island, and incredible as it may seem, the end of the world as we know it in all probability will occur sometime in the month of September of this year, 1994. Now, this does seem like an incredible idea. However, we would like to offer you free of charge a packet of information concerning this very high likelihood, this almost a fact, we can't say for sure, only because the Bible doesn't say September 1994. But the circumstantial evidence is overwhelming. And if you are not right with Christ, if you have not made reconciliation through the Savior with God himself, then you will only be facing an eternity in hell. So we would like to offer you any information that would help you. Please write to us or leave your name and number, a message, even if you like, at the end of this message after the tone, and we'll get back to you or we'll send you any information. Now, some helps for you immediately would be the radio station of WFME and WFRS, which is family radio, which operates out of Oakland, California. The call letters on the FM dial are 88.9 out of Smithtown and 94.7 out of Newark. At 10 p.m. weekdays, you can listen to a telephone call-in talk show program, and that will help you greatly in your search for truth. Our address is Post Office Box 97, Isle Terrace, New York, 11752. You can just put the RBC or the Reformed Bible Church. You can leave your message after the tone. We will get back to you if you so desire. We will write to you if you so desire. We will send you any information if you so desire. May the Lord richly bless you as you seek the truth in the Word of God.
So, that was it. There you go.
I'm going to go off
on that guy. Nah, don't go off on him. Just say, you know, maybe you should check and see if there's a plenary indulgence for BS.
Dude, I know this is a bug, man, but can you count heads in teleconference and see if I can fit? I think there's only like four people in there, and Jim knows who I am, so.
Okay, you know, I'm going to put you on hold. I only have 2 minutes left in the show, okay? Right. And we'll see what happens afterward.
All right, dude.
Okay. Okay, folks, 2 minutes left in the show, and let's see if we can do a little bit of line surfing here. Brain damage.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi.
That guy who sang that song before?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a plagiarist. I've heard that before.
Well, the original song, yeah, this is a parody.
I don't mean the original song.
The parody you heard of? Oh, who was it? Weird Al?
I forget. Yeah, I think it was on one of Weird Al's albums, like... I don't know what year, but I'm pretty sure it was on one of his albums. But I'm pretty sure he's a plagiarist, because I know I've heard that before. And
well,
I know your listening audience isn't smart enough to think up a song like that.
Well, Tony Thomas is.
Also, Tony Thomas?
Yeah, you never heard any of his Cake songs?
You know, I think he's a plagiarist also.
Nah.
He's plagiarizing. That's a clever school friend.
Who's?
A clever school friend. And plus, his songs kind of stink. You ever listen to them?
Yeah.
They're the worst songs I've ever heard.
Well, gotta go.
Wait, 1 minute.
That's all I got.
All right, goodbye.
Brain damage.
Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Just a little comment.
Sure.
Last week's show, man, I caught, like, some of it. It was a pretty good show.
Oh, thanks.
And, whatchamacallit, remember that girl that was calling up at, like, that swing festival?
Yeah.
We were there, man. Like, so. My friend Mark and my friend Jen, we had nothing to do, so we went.
Mm-hmm.
But we were there, just telling you. But I really had to call up because I had to ask you something. Like, if you want, I got to ask you, like, a serious question. Like,
sure, go for it.
On hold? No, I'd rather ask, like...
Oh, on hold? Yeah, you can do that. Hang on. Okay, folks, it's 2 o'clock. You know what that means? It's time for Kenyon. Yes, the Furthest Sense is on, and it's going on time. So those of you who are waiting on the line, maybe I'll talk to you a little bit after the show, so you can get your word in, at least to me. But as far as the rest of the airwaves is concerned, I do have to defer, so I will. So, Furthest Sense, here we go.